Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Artful Dodger, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sandman, my good friend George has two brothers. They all grew up rich and spoiled, because their father was an orthopedic surgeon. When their mother died, Dr. P had several women from the church chase and love bomb him. They wanted to be the new Mrs. Doctor. One succeeded and she quickly cut off the boys from their father in many ways. When Mr. P died, the three boys discovered the new Mrs. Doctor had cut the boys out of all their inheritance money. They got nothing. She claimed everything. The house, vacation, condo, all the investment accounts, multiple life insurance policies, the antique collections, cars, silver and jewelry that belonged to their mother in a safe, bonds, a boomstick collection, and so much more. She grabbed everything for herself. She sold the house and moved out of town, cleaning out the family. The three boys got nothing out of the inheritance that they should have shared. This woman was in their lives less than 2 years when they were defrauded of their father's assets. In the second story, another great friend from my childhood grew up a cattle rancher. His father had built up a booming cattle business in West Kansas. When the old man died, my buddy inherited everything. He was instantly rich. That's when the whammy showed up. My lonely cattle rancher friend soon married a woman who lived in another town 50 miles away. She consummated the marriage and then stayed living in her home far away. They used each other as emotional tampons over the telephone. They visited each other's homes. One day he died suddenly. She got everything. The farmer's ranch, the cattle business, all the assets, the accumulated investments and bank accounts of both the husband and his father, the life insurance policies, all the trucks, tractors, and everything she could suddenly auction off, and it went quickly. Once she cashed him out, she left Kansas for better picking somewhere else. Women prey on older and lonely men. They look for assets. All these men had their lives' work, savings, swag, and investments expertly lifted from their families. It wouldn't surprise me if women trolled singles pages and obituary columns for their next victims. That's it, Sandman. Best regards from Artful Dodger. Well, dude, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Yes, women definitely prey on men that have lost their wives. One guy knew his wife was dying of cancer and he was already sleeping with another woman that already had a chance to sink her vaginal meat hooks into him. His kids were shocked by his behavior as their mother wasted away. I knew one woman that preyed on a newly divorced man that had been with the same woman for 30 plus years, and she was his only lover in life. He was well-to-do and naive when it came to women, and so she pounced on him. Women get really good at targeting men with means that are financially successful, yet naive about female nature, as well as being lonely and thirsty. If I become a multimillionaire in the next few years thanks to Bitcoin, it's going to be interesting seeing them coming from miles away. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to women wait at the finish line for the winners and take their medals and assets clown world show. I knew one rich doctor where the first wife took him to the cleaners, but at least he got kids out of the deal. Then the second one also took him to the cleaners. That's when he decided that he would only marry a third wife that was more successful financially than he was. And he did that against all the odds. I thought he'd finally beaten the system. But now I realize that older women aren't as picky about men. They tend to just be more afraid of ending up all alone. If they're financially successful, then having a man that is close to their own wealth level means he's not as likely to go after them for money and be petty because he already has his own. My family was mixed up in a situation where a family friend passed away, and he left some money to his new wife of only a couple years, and the rest to his children. But the children were pissed off because the guy that passed away didn't leave all the money to them. My family were the executors of the will, and that led to the end of our friendship with them simply because we executed the orders of his will. As for the two situations you shared, Artful Dodger, men do irrational, stupid things when we're in love. Romantic love is madness, and that's why I don't ever wish to fall in love again. I don't think it's possible at this point either. The last two times I fell in love, my audience here on YouTube pointed out how big of a douchebag I had become, so I decided that I'd either have love in my life, or I'd get to keep my rational mind. Most guys with money that haven't been burned by the coals of a divorce court or haven't had a man close to them lose their inheritance to a gold-digging whammon won't be suspicious about women's motives when it comes to money. Plus, remember that most blue pill men are white knights. They don't see women with suspicion, and because they love women, they don't see them for what they really are. They see them for what they want them to be. Plus, also, let's not forget that those guys died, and after that, they didn't really care about what happened. In the first case you shared, Artful Dodger, the guy had three sons. Would he have really left nothing to his children if at least one of them was a female? Then he probably would have been more likely to leave some money to them all, because he would have been white knighting for his own daughter. Your topic is really timely and important. Women seeking out men with money and targeting them is only going to get worse in the West, as social mobility becomes increasingly difficult. A man with a paid-off home in California, for example, will be a wealthy target, because a financially successful woman still won't be able to afford a home like that, or even a basic one for that matter. Plus, young 20 or 30-somethings are going to have a much harder time in life financially, and getting a decent inheritance might mean the difference between having a roof over their heads and being homeless in their old age, due to the rising cost of living. If you're a guy listening to this and your dad just remarried, you better talk to him and make sure that the new woman doesn't take your inheritance away. Maybe even share this video with him to wake him up to the dangers of his kids getting nothing. A lot of older guys have no idea how bad women are and are basically mercenaries with memories, looking to secure their own future at any cost. People used to say that a man couldn't take his money with him to the grave. Today you can by owning Bitcoin and not telling anyone where you put your password. I've spoken about that topic for the longest time. A friend of mine also has a sibling that is probably going to pass away by the time I release this video. And when she realized her life would end, she pointed out to him that he would get the entire inheritance, and she kind of sounded upset about it, like she wouldn't get a chance to raid her parents' money and waste it. Odds are she'd squander the money on cars and vacations and then beg him for more money, his money, when she spent all of it. Now he's going to have a comfortable retirement and won't have a monetary monkey on his back sucking him dry. It's horrible that he's lost a sibling, but he's better off now. How do you console someone that's in a situation like this? His whole life he's been stressing out about not having enough money and assets to have a decent lifestyle, and suddenly they just fall into his lap. As the baby boomers die off, they'll dump boatloads of capital on Generation X, millennials, and even Zoomers to some extent. A lot of those inheriting that money will be women that'll now, for the first time in their lives, see a substantial chunk of cash in their hands. Will they invest it and save it, or will they spend it all like there's no tomorrow? I'm thinking the overwhelming majority of women will spend their inheritance, especially if they've been poor their entire lives. That's exactly what the wealthy want, for women to get their hands on all the assets and squander their value on cheap tchotchkes, so that the wealthy get a hold of that money, and that's the way things have been going in recent years. The thing that's different about inheritance today versus previous generations is that there's actually a lack of social mobility. We seem to be going forward into some form of techno-feudalism, where social mobility is going to become restricted. Most younger people will never own a home outright unless they inherit one. Otherwise, the few lucky middle-class people out there will have a mortgage of 50 years. So if some gold digger swindles away your inheritance, she's not only going to impact you, but also your children and future generations if you end up having them. Maybe use that as a selling point so that your father doesn't hand away money to his second or third wife. Maybe suggest him to put it in a trust for his grandchildren instead. But a lot of the time it's impossible to convince a man in love to be rational. The only thing he can use is his love for his grandchildren to override his love for the new female lover. I know that's a long shot, but sometimes that's all you got when a man puts his simp love goggles on and refuses to take them off. Every man wants to make sure that the woman he loves is taken care of when he's gone. It shows you that romantic love is the most powerful form of love that most men really feel. If you have any doubts about the dangers of love to mess with a man's mind, then this should basically get rid of those doubts. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Artful Dodger for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that gold diggers have no issue stealing the inheritance money of their men's children that they marry. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with a Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women with fake boobs that hang out at your local mortuary looking to comfort widowers with their widened boots.